Well, joining us on the Outdoor Show, Kristen Tober up in the Keweenaw. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Welcome to the show. I appreciate you taking the moment to talk to us. You're actually in the deer blind right now. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. Sitting here with my dad and my daughter.
And your daughter. How old is your daughter?
10 years old.
Very cool. What's her name?
Madison.
Well, Madison, I hope she gets the bug just like you do to get out there and go deer hunting. That's kind of cool that you guys are all together. And just so the listeners know, your dad calls into the show a lot from the Keweenaw. Tundra Ted is your dad.
Yes, he is.
So was he the one that taught you how to hunt?
Oh, yeah. I've been hunting with him since I was eight, 9 years old.
Wow. And how old were you when you shot your first buck? Were you shot your first deer? How about that?
My first deer, wasn't until my 20s.
Okay.
24, 25, I shot my first buck with my first deer with a bow.
Very cool. And how many years have you been hunting then?
I've been hunting probably, since I was 9, and I'm 35 now, so.
Okay. So let's talk to the folks about the deer that you shot. You got 2 bucks already this year, is that correct?
Yeah, both of them on opening day, 20 minutes apart.
20 minutes? I've never done that. That's pretty cool.
Me neither.
So what did you, let's talk about the first buck, and then we'll get into the second one. So you're sitting on opening morning. How long did you sit? What time did you come in? Give us the details.
Sitting out here opening morning, seeing a bunch of does. About just before 2 o'clock, I had a group of does come in that was acting real skittish, and then they 8-point walked out. Small basket 8, not bad. He weighed 160 pounds. He walked out. My daughter, was real eager for me to shoot it. She videotaped the hunt for me, and we shot that one, and the doe stayed out there, so we just kind of sat back and relaxed and watched what they were doing, and a few minutes later, the four-corn walked out, and I wasn't going to shoot him at all, but I wasn't going to shoot him, and then my daughter's like, oh, we can get two in one day, so shot that one, and we were pretty much done. Now we just helping Dad try and find a buck.
Wow. So you're actually out there with your dad right now filming for him. He hasn't shot anything, right?
Nope, not yet.
And you're helping him, you're filming, you got your daughter there, you're helping him spot deer. And how old is your dad? In his 60s, 70s?
Oh, he just turned 60 this year.
Oh, wow. Well, it's pretty cool that it's sort of a family affair. Now, your sister also got a deer, is that correct?
Yes, she did. She got one opening day also, a 6-point.
Is she as avid a outdoors person as you are?
No, she's getting more into it. This was her actual first deer, so it was pretty exciting. We had 3 bucks in the truck on opening day, and then my brother put 2 more in there on the 16th and the 19th.
Quite the deer hunting family. Now, I also understand you're a turkey hunter, is that right?
Yes. But that is one thing that has still evaded me. I have not figured that out yet.
So you haven't shot a turkey yet?
No, I have not shot a turkey yet. I've shot 4 or 5 coyotes now. I do like to do a lot of bow hunting and squirrel hunting. Rabbit hunting. Not as much rabbit hunting because it's harder to get my daughter out in thicker, deeper snow and stuff.
Sure.
But she's getting there.
Well, that's pretty cool. I really appreciate you taking the time to tell us a story out there. And as usual, I really like to get stories about kids and as well about women, hoping to encourage maybe some other women out there to take that step to try deer hunting if they are interested in it and maybe a little intimidated. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think if somebody would take the effort and take the time to take a woman or a kid hunting, then they get the bug for it. It's not being passed down as much as it was when I was a kid. My daughter goes to school and they tell her hunting's bad and, leave, let nature be. And we teach her there has to be a balance.
That's
right. And to be able to balance the herd, we have to sometimes take some of them.
That's
right. We use everything off of the animal that we take, so it's not wasting anything. And it's better than them running into your car.
This is true. Or dying of starvation,
yes.
Without any usage. So, Well, very good. Thank you so much, Kristen. Now, do I need to find out the story on why they call you Turks?
Oh, when I was a baby, I was round as a butterball with just a little tuft of hair on the top of my head, and one of my dad's friends stuck me with the name Turkey, and over the years it's gotten shortened to Turks.
That's pretty funny. Well, enjoy deer camp. Say hi to your whole family from the outdoor show, and congratulate your brother and your sister for us. And hopefully your dad will get one here pretty quick.
Yep, that would be good.
Before he's got to climb up in those snow cats.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.